This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 11.
Welcome to Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 11. Assalamu alaikum. I'm your host, Aynab Hamdi, and welcome to the Productive Muslim Ramadan Hot Detox Challenge. So now we are officially on day 11 of Ramadan. And I hope so far you guys are enjoying these podcasts. You guys are having a very productive and fruitful Ramadan. Now, yesterday I gave you guys a task as part of the challenge to research a Sahaba or Sahabiyah that you didn't know much about. And so a Sahaba that I picked was Mus'ab ibn Umayr. Mus'ab radiallahu anhu was someone born into a wealthy family. He was very well known for coming from a prestige background, had lavish luxuries, very fashionable, very stylish. And when he actually became Muslim, he was too afraid to tell his family because he knew that he'd be kicked out. But he loved Islam so much. He was absolutely drawn to the Quran, drawn to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And one thing that I found really awesome in his story was his mom not only beat him, she tried to lock him up to stop him from emigrating with the Muslims to Abyssinia. She tried to get people to force him to renounce Islam, and he absolutely refused. So when push came to shove, he basically told his mom that that was it. He was becoming Muslim and he was emigrating, and there was no discussion on it. So she told him to go away and that she was no longer his mother. Now, when you're in that situation, just sort of imagine that, you know, you're trying to convince your mother that you're following the truth, and she's gone to this extent to try to get you to stop believing what you believe. And now she said to him, I am no longer your mother. He did not respond back to her with harsh words. He did not respond back to her in an angry way. Instead, he responded with kindness towards her. And he told her that his heart was with her. You know, he loved her, this was his mother. And even after what she had put him through, he still kept kindness towards her. And then another thing about Mus'ab ibn Umayr was his diplomacy. His diplomacy was something phenomenal for the Muslim Ummah, in that when the Prophet ﷺ sent him a delegation to Medina, there were only about 12 Muslims at the time. Fast forward a few months to the next pilgrimage season, and you have 70. Mus'ab ibn Umayr was known for the way that he spoke to people, the way that he spoke with peace. He was diplomatic, he engaged in dialogue. He wasn't someone who was condemning people, that's it, you know, you're going to be punished forever. No, he engaged in a discussion with people. If people liked what they heard, they became Muslim, and alhamdulillah. And the other amazing thing about Mus'ab ibn Umayr was his devotion. So he actually died a martyr trying to protect the Prophet, peace be upon him. He loved the Prophet that much that he wanted to draw attention to himself in the battlefield so that they would not find him. So I want to know, who did you guys research? Go onto the website, onto this particular podcast, and comment below. Inspire the rest of us who are listening here about the Sahaba that you have been researching. Now, for your article of the day, you're going to be looking at the daily routine of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now, this particular article it's actually really, really awesome, in that you can extract numerous tips that you can so easily apply to your life. So this article goes through the different things that the Prophet ﷺ did between each salat, so between Fajr, Dhuhr, Dhuhr, Asr, etc. And it draws out the key things that the Prophet ﷺ did. And what I want us to do is going through it, what in it can we apply to our own life? And I want you to do this because if you're making it with a sincere intention of emulating the character of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, it becomes ibadah. So it could be something small as you deciding, do you know what, in the morning I'm going to use my miswak stick the same way that the Prophet, peace be upon him, used the miswak stick. That's your ibadah. You're doing it, brushing your teeth, and you're getting rewarded for it as if it's an act of worship. If you're taking a nap and you're doing it with the intention of it being a sunnah, it's ibadah. If you're offering extra sunnah prayers, like this article, it's very extensive. I highly, highly, highly recommend that you read it from the beginning until the end. And even focus on the things that might not be ritual acts of worship, such as even spending time with family or spending time with friends. Things that the Prophet ﷺ incorporated into his daily life that we should be incorporating more of. The rest of your tasks for the day are doing an evening halaqa with your family and presenting a short presentation on a prophet that you don't know much about. So I am going to choose for my evening halaqa, I'm going to choose the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. So he is covered very, very extensively in the Quran, and there are so many beautiful lessons from his story that we can learn that I think can be embodied by every member of my family. So let me know which prophet you guys are going to choose. Make sure it's not somebody that you've grown up knowing loads and loads about. It has to be something that you've had to do research to discover something new. And then your final task is doing Qiyam al-Layl. Now, we've already done Qiyam al-Layl once before this month. If it's something you're not used to, you're going to do it a second time. And it's not something difficult to do. You know, if we can sacrifice sleep for social media, if we can sacrifice sleep for having deep conversations with our friends, we can sacrifice sleep for having a 15-minute conversation with Allah to show how much we love Him. So these are your tasks for the day. I will be with you guys tomorrow, and I hope you guys have a wonderful iftar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.